Look, a long-running feud between Channel 9 and Melbourne Storm captain Cameron Smith is set to end tonight, we hear, with Nine set to apologise. Smith has boycotted pre- and post-match interviews with Channel 9 for nearly a year, following, you'll remember, that 60-minute story on Alex McKinnon. The interview divided the rugby league community, it's fair to say, with McKinnon criticising Smith for the lack of concern he showed after the tackle that left him in a wheelchair. David Riccio, Daily Telegraph sports reporter, and of course part of the continuous call team on the weekend here, has this story exclusively online at the telly, and he joins me on the line. G'day, David.
Yeah, good afternoon, Luke.
Good to talk to you, mate. Just remind us, if you can, what happened with this 60-minute story that made it so difficult for Cam Smith to front the Nine cameras and, welcome them.
It was such a tough story for everyone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Involved in the game, and not only involved in the game, for people just watching at home on television, situation of so devastating that Alex McKinnon was, that injury, the tackle that no one will ever forget. And, of course, Cameron Smith coming under some fire as far as Alex was concerned, and the way Cameron handled himself in that moment when Alex was laying prone on the turf in Melbourne. Alex vented his frustration about the Storm captain and the way, as I said, the way he handled himself in that 60 Minutes episode. And from then, it was Cameron who was obviously angry that he wasn't given the opportunity to respond to the episode of 60 Minutes that vented Alex's frustrations.
Yeah.
He never had that opportunity. And since then, Luke, it's just been a standoff between Cameron and Channel 9. Cameron refusing to have anything to do with Nine, be it before matches, after matches, appear on any of their rugby league programs.
Well, it's a bit hard when you got this superstar captain of the Storm and superstar origin player and test player, probably going to be at some point, you'd have to think, an immortal, likely to be, and to have him not available to the number one television network covering this sport has been amazing over the year. McKinnon and Smith, have they actually sat down and sorted things out? There was much talk of this.
Yeah, much to their credit, they did, absolutely. Alex instigated that soon after the 60 Minutes episode, and both the boys met and spoke and mended any bridges that needed to be fixed as a result of the episode. But I suppose, Luke, it's an indication of how significant that story was, that it has taken 12 months. It's taken this time for Cameron to relent and come back and agree to appear on one of Nine's programs, which will be tonight on The Footy Show.
And what can we expect tonight, David?
Yeah, look, I think they'll definitely acknowledge the 60 Minutes episode with Cameron, and they'll attempt to apologise. I understand Paul Wharton, the host of The Footy Show, will offer that apology on behalf of the Nine Network. And Cameron will fly down from the Queensland Maroons camp, especially for this Footy Show tonight in Sydney.
All right. Dave, good stuff, mate. We'll hear you, no doubt, on the weekend and read all about it tomorrow in the telly. Thank you so much.
Thanks, mate.
All the best. Dave Riccio there from the Daily Telegraph. So that'll be on the Footy Show tonight.